You're listening to the Sandspants Network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news and other research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today we're joined by guest Joel, Adam.
Hello, it's me. I'm here. It's good to be here.
Thank you.
I was told that the uniform for today's episode was a cap.
Yeah. You've nailed it, dude. You've truly nailed it. Yeah.
Now, boys, what do we think is going to happen in the Fallout TV series?
And did it. They made a Fallout television program. I feel like they've been threatening to do this for a million years.
Games, man, they are hot property.
Yeah.
We got the Marios. We got the
Borderlands.
Borderlands.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
We got the
I don't feel like the Fallout one was as heavily anticipated as the two video game universes. The two video game fans. Sorry?
Mm-hmm.
The two video game fandoms, I'm very deeply invested in are Fallout and Halo.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel like Fallout.
Yeah, Halo, true.
Yeah. Fallout is not nearly as tempted to turn into a TV show as Halo was.
Yeah.
Halo, they were teasing us for
threatening.
Yeah, threatening for like decades. Do you know Steven Spielberg was attached to
it? Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Well, I guess with Halo, there's not many choices, right?
Mm.
You can just like, it's just like a linear storyline.
Yeah.
Whereas with Fallout, option's yours.
Yeah, I feel like with Fallout, they just kind of like immediately they were like, here's the project and go, and they did it.
Yeah. You're a big Fallout guy.
Yeah.
We could even go so far as to call you Johnny Fallout.
Hmm. You could indeed call me Johnny Fallout.
Also,
it's not my legal name, though.
Time out. This is a complete tangent on a conversation I'm having, but. Did you know there is a character in DC Comics called Johnny DC?
I did not.
And their job is they are in charge of the continuity of the DC universe. And their name
within the comics of the
DC.
Yeah,
within the comics. And they go and beat the shit out of Blue Beetle. And they look like a woman with a big head and like a spring or a body made of the letters D and C.
Huh.
Anyway, I learned about Johnny DC recently and I was like, did we make this person up?
Is there a Johnny Marvel?
There should be a Johnny Marvel. Well, apparently it's... Anyway.
Jimmy Marvel.
You're making me get another tangent. Because now I'm remembering the Amalgamation Universe where DC and Marvel started making sweet love.
Yeah.
And there was a guy that they followed like a main character and was he maybe Johnny Comics?
Do you mean... Anyway.
Good old Johnny Comics.
Adam, you're Johnny Fallout.
I'm Johnny Fallout, that is correct. Uh-huh.
So are you excited for this TV show? One thing I noticed when we watched the trailer is that you reacted... Maybe this was all theater, but you reacted as though you'd never seen it.
I had seen it. I was aware of it.
It was theater.
Yeah.
You were putting us on.
I thought you were about to say how I got real mad at one point.
Well, you did that too.
That was... A little bit of theater, but it was also real. I was also a little mad about the thing that I got mad about.
Okay.
But are you excited about this TV show?
Annoyingly, yes.
Fair enough.
Why annoyingly?
Honestly, I think it looks pretty fun.
I hope it is fun. One media to another media doesn't have a great track record unless maybe you're booked to movie.
Yeah.
Aside from that, they make a lot of garbage.
The Last of Us TV series is great.
Yeah.
And that name, did you know, tick?
Yeah. Sure,
well done.
All right. Let's put one in the positive column.
Yeah, I am. One in the positive. Let's see. The Mario film. People enjoyed it. And maybe, and there was a lovely discussion if it was perhaps too trad wife or too woke enough. I don't know yet.
I can't comment.
I still, I'm undecided.
We're putting one Mario movie in the good column.
Yeah.
There's another Mario movie.
From the 80s.
That doesn't count.
It was 90s.
Oh, sorry. We're picking time periods.
Well, the Super Mario Brothers with Bob Hoskins was like, you know, beloved, I think, by at least one person in this room.
Yeah, at the time. Yeah.
It's such a great like the movie.
Yeah.
You know, the little Goombas, little tiny heads. He gets them all dancing.
Oh,
what
it's wonderful stuff.
Wonderful film-going experience.
All I'm saying is it's just very telling. Mm-hmm. That not only is there a culture of video games being adapted to other media and it being bad. Not only is there that culture, but it is so prevalent that we have famous names from that culture.
Oh, yeah. Just
there are famous actors and directors who are known for making that.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, U-Ball is not connected to this in any
He's
way.
He's making Madame Web or whatever.
U-Ball. U-Ball doesn't make every bad thing that touches this earth.
Speaking of Madame Web, did you hear recently about how I think Sony execs are a bit pissed at Dakota Johnson?
Like, that's awesome.
Because she's like, yeah, it was a bad film.
That fucking
like, how dare she say how bad film was bad?
Let actors diss the movie they were in. That's funny.
How dare she get mad that we tricked her into thinking she was in Marvel?
That kicks off.
Who does she think she is?
I saw a really funny interview with Dwayne The Rock Johnson promoting Black Adam recently.
Yeah.
And in it, they're like, Dwayne, which of the three Jokers do you think is going to appear in your DC universe? Barry Keoghan,
Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix, and then fucking, what's his name?
I don't know.
He's the scumbag guy. He was in Suicide Squad.
Oh, Jared Leto.
Oh, Jared Leto. And you watch as it's immensely clear Dwayne has no fucking idea what they're saying. And he's like, Barry Keoghan. Barry's my guy. Barry's my guy. I love what he did in Joker. Like, it's just the best.
I love what he did in Joker.
It's awesome. He clearly has just got no idea. And he talks for like 2 minutes saying absolutely nothing. It rocks.
It's a talent.
Yeah. But I think the thing with the Fallout TV show, there have been some good video game TV shows and movies that have come out recently. This one, the names, the person directing it is one of the creators of Westworld. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I believe so.
It said that on the trailer.
It sure did.
It said from the creator of Westworld and the producer of some other.
The creator, but there's multiple directors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I think it's one of the creators of Westworld. Now, Westworld, remind me.
One good season, one confusing season.
Then
yeah.
How many seasons did that have again?
It had four. I don't know.
Oh, boy. I don't think you can watch it anymore. I think it's gone from Max.
Did they spend more time outside of the park than in?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The third season, dude, is just set in a city. And the guy from Breaking Bad is
Aaron
a robot.
Walker. Jimmy Walker.
Aaron Paul?
No. Aaron Paul Walker. Jimmy.
Jimmy Bad.
I believe for a brief moment I had the name.
Aaron Paul.
And you took it from
Aaron
me.
Paul.
Right? Aaron Paul Jimmy Aaron Paul, Walker.
That's like two-thirds of a name. He's going to have another
beer. Aaron Paul.
He's going to be like Aaron Paul Jack.
I think it is Aaron Paul.
That's insane. Those are two first names.
It's not legal, but it is his name.
It's Aaron Paul.
Okay.
You can have two names as like your name.
Yeah, that's true. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, Jackson.
Yeah, well, I have two surnames. Jackson and Bailey.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's allowed. That was the point I was...
Anyway, so not a great, like, if we're to take that coming into this.
Yeah.
But to be honest, I think it looks all right. I think it looks kind of fun.
It looks kind of fun. Yeah. I don't know much about the Fallout series. I think I was there when you were playing it.
I know
it.
So much.
It's not my cup of tea. I'm not a huge like fan of that sort of like the Bethesda first-person RPG type thing. That said, I probably put maybe so many hours into Skyrim being like, do I like this? I don't know.
It's a fun way to play a game.
Skyrim's a good way to waste time.
Yeah.
So again, it's never been like my favorite series or something like that. I never really got into it, but I know you definitely have. Like, how many?
I love Fallout.
How many hours of?
I can't count. Okay. I actually literally can't count because I experienced some sort of era where Steam Steam
ticked over.
Yeah. No.
Steam was like, you can't be doing this.
Like, Steam that, didn't believe yeah, one Steam man did, could play that much Fallout?
I actually literally did have an era where I would... Because I would play long periods disconnected from the internet, and when I came back online, and Fallout would communicate with Steam servers or whatever, Fallout would be like, he played 100 hours this week, and Steam would be like, no, he didn't.
That's impossible.
Shut up.
That's impossible. Fucking awesome, dude.
Yeah. He was disconnected for longer than he...
How's that possible?
There is a number attached to my Steam account for how many hours I've spent in various
Fallout.
But
accurate.
It's not correct, yeah.
That's awesome.
Is there a ballpark figure? Would you like to share with
the class? I genuinely could not
Do you think it would be over. I could tell you in total over 1,000 hours for multiple Fallout games.
Fallout 1, from memory, I think I have 69. Nice. Yeah, I was in.
Nice.
That's still a funny joke, right?
It's an awesome thing to do. Either way, I think 69 gets a really bad rap.
Fallout 1, 69, and then Fallout 2 about the same.
How does it get up?
Sorry to
people just talk a lot of shit about 69.
How does it get up? What do you mean?
Tom Walker was talking shit about it.
What are you talking?
What shit was he talking?
What are you quite
he was saying it's too much effort.
I'm with him.
Too much effort? You just lie there and lick. Yeah. What are you talking about?
I don't know. People saying it's like I don't know. They're saying it's cringe.
It's the
basically.
Least movement.
I mean, I think. I mean, like, there's this weird thing with it as well, because the other way is like, well, okay, it's my turn now.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
Also kind of weird as
taking
well, right?
Turns, I don't
when
know.
You kind of break it down to be
isn't
like,
isn't that the point of 69ing?
Exactly.
You both have your turn.
That's, yeah, what, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
That's wonderful about
so
it.
So it's, you know, you're 69, you're having a right. good time, both of you. But that the problem there is that maybe one of you gets too distracted.
Yeah.
Therein lies the rub. Mm. Or it's like, maybe I don't want your nose in my asshole.
Yeah, yeah,
I don't
yeah.
know.
Your balls in my chin or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I will
but
admit.
The other way around, you're like, well, you know, let's have a, you know, hey, Han.
Yeah.
Han. I'm getting a bit of lock.
Yeah, yeah, can we just swap?
Can we just have a bit of a breather?
yeah. I don't know.
I will admit there's a bit of pressure to it.
To 69, yeah.
Yeah, to 69, because if one person comes really quick, the other person...
I didn't even think of that!
That's true. One person comes really quick, the other person's like, oh my God.
Are you going to spin you around and just go back to regular?
Yeah.
What's the plan here?
Well, I guess you could just, but then that's movement, so if you're doing it for a lazy Sunday or whatever.
Yeah. Well, what about like when, you know, like, I guess, horizontal 69ing? If you're playing them like a tuba.
Oh, yeah. I think that's awesome.
Oh,
I think
standing
I'd run
up
out of grip strength.
Yeah.
But, no upper body strength.
Yeah, I like the idea
that's
of
that's what
it,
a sex swing's for, baby.
Yeah. Ah. Anyway, I just think 69 gets a bad rap, and I think we got to just sort of improve the sort of...
relationship.
Yeah. I think people need to get into it.
Like embrace it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we need to do a campaign or something.
Is it Gen Z, they took ass eating. So yeah. With the millennials now got to come back with... No, we're taking a stance.
Okay,
want skinny jeans and 69ing.
Skinny jeans, 69ing, that's not cringe. Yeah. It's based. Eating ass is cringe. No, eating ass is based too.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Oh, it's all good.
Anyway... I know I got us here, but I forget how I did it.
69 hours in Fallout 1.
Right. Okay. Right. Have you got another funny sex number for Fallout 2?
Fallout 2 is similar, so it's also 69.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice coming.
Yeah.
Good even.
Good.
Yeah, we're bringing it back.
We're bringing it back.
I bounced off Fallout Tactics pretty hard, so I have no idea how many
hours I'm amazed
hours
you
I
even
back.
Played it. I know it's that kind of game.
And then I jumped... I know there's some games in between that never get talked about, but then I jumped to Fallout 3, which was actually the first Fallout game that I played. I'm sure a lot of people are the same on that one. That one, honestly, couldn't tell you. It's in the hundreds, maybe thousands. I genuinely don't know.
Thousands.
Fallout New Vegas, I've played the most.
Yeah.
And that would be more than Fallout 3 is all I know on that one.
Wow.
Fallout 4 is, I think, probably the most accurate. I forget how many hours I have in that, though. But that's when Steam came to terms, I have to assume.
That's so
I have no idea how many hours in Fallout 4. And then Fallout 76, I think I've played a total of, like, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're a big Fallout guy. So, this, I think maybe what makes this kind of almost appealing, or not look so terrible, is that... In a kind of show where they could have gone for a lot of easy references, to my eye, whether that's untrained or not, it doesn't look like they did. I know there are references to a broader Fallout universe. You can see the Prydwen from Fallout 4.
We don't... does it say Prydwen on the side? Because...
That's a Prydwen.
Who knows?
All I'm saying is...
It's the big airship.
Okay.
In the background they have a Zeppelin at one point, the Brotherhood of Steel.
Oh, that's cool.
So the Brotherhood of Steel actually have done Zeppelins several times over the Fallout games, so it could have been.
Oh yeah. But anyway, that's clearly a reference, and there was like a fucking squid guy and then like one of the Yao Guai from the other games.
But a Yao Guai, one head.
Whoa!
Yeah, Yago, I have two heads.
But
that's
anyway,
the bear.
Okay,
it doesn't seem too referential.
Yeah.
Well, that's almost a little bit annoying to me because my understanding is set in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the lore of Fallout, because it's also 200 years after the bombs fell.
Yeah.
That Fallout, Los Angeles should be a part of the NCR, and it doesn't look like it is.
Okay.
But maybe, well, I don't know. We just watched a trailer.
But I could also imagine, because people love to do, movies love to do this these days, where they'll be like, it's just an alternate timeline.
Mm.
Like they do all the time with the Friday the 13th series for some reason.
Bethesda, just an adaptation. Why do I gotta call it the timeline? Just say it's an adaptation. It's not like we got Mario, the fucking film, and then like every time you play Nintendo 64, you're like, oh, it's an alternate universe.
Where did he come from, Brooklyn? You just accept... It's just an adaptation. TV show.
You read a book, you watch a movie, they're all the timelines. One fucking adapts the other, you dumb cunts.
It definitely...
God damn it, you've made me mad. Is this a you thing? Or is this what people listen to? I'm getting mad for no reason, or am I getting mad at you?
So, I'm scared. It feels like you're about to hit me. So TV shows and movies, they do love to do a thing where they're like, oh, if it doesn't make sense, some exec somewhere is like, it's in a different timeline. The one that I come to mind most immediately is, it's Friday the 13th that has Jason in it, yeah?
Yeah.
Or is that Halloween? That's Halloween.
Halloween? Halloween has Mike Myers, Jason is Friday the 13th, yeah.
I don't know which one I mean.
Even clarifying didn't help.
Let's say it's...
Where was this going?
Let's say... No, it's Halloween. Halloween.
Okay. With so, Mike Myers.
Yes. So
The Kirk mask.
Yeah, yeah.
So they recently announced that there's a Halloween television program coming out.
Okay. Cool.
But as part of that, they were like, don't worry. It doesn't... I know.
Don't worry.
Don't worry. Freaking
now
out.
I know what you're thinking.
You're scared. But no, it doesn't branch on from the most recent Halloween movie.
Okay.
And they use the phrase, it's an alternate timeline.
Right.
Why are you saying that adaptation? I don't know.
Stupid. Because Marvel wrecked everyone's brains, dude.
Everything needs to be connected to everything.
Everything is a fucking portal.
Forget who said it, but there was a while ago, someone was talking about how, oh, Marvel have to do these sorts of things because, you know, you got to explain why Captain America's here then, there, you know, why is Captain America a different person now? We have to explain it. And I remember that was in some sort of conference or whatever.
Yeah.
And the next person who spoke turned around and was immediately like, people got that James Bond is a different guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
For decades.
Of course.
They just changed the actor and everyone was like, oh, that's James Bond. Okay. Yeah. All right.
It's Batman. Batman also the same thing.
It's one still time Batman.
What time is Clute Fleck? What time is Mike Fleck or whatever. It's fine.
That's Batman now. Okay.
Right. So, Adam, you had beef with the fact that it didn't make sense. So if they came out and they were like, don't worry, it's an alternate timeline, would you be like, oh.
I would take that
I have been calmed.
I would take that as a negative sign because I know why they've done that.
Oh, yeah.
Because by the lore of the games, and I don't think they need to use the lore of the games.
Of course,
I think it's fine if they want to restart everything.
Yeah.
But I would see it as very potentially a sign of something else. So when Fallout 76 came out, the Brotherhood of Steel was in Fallout 76. Nice burp.
Thank you.
The Brotherhood was in that, and people were like, why is the Brotherhood of Steel in this game? They shouldn't canonically be here at this time.
Same with Super Mutants, yeah?
Yeah, and Super Mutants. And Bethesda came out and they were like, we are not beholden to this lore. We don't care. It was made by a different company decades ago. We don't care. And I actually think that's fine.
Yeah, it rocks.
But the reason that they did that was not because they didn't want to be beholden. It's because they wanted the Brotherhood of Steel.
Yeah.
The Brotherhood of Steel and Super Mutants, they have the cool armor
that you can sell for ten
bucks a pop. They got the cool looking armor, and they look nice. They're great to put on box art and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and that just betrays the Bethesda idea of like look pretty, no depth.
Yeah, yeah.
That is why I'm worried about this.
Okay, can I counter that?
Sure.
With as a Johnny Q, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Sure, please.
So I know basically Fallout, and if I'm being like, okay, hey, here's Fallout as a medium.
Yeah.
Mm. When you adapt into a TV series, I'm gonna be like, okay, cool. Well, I got things I know and they look kind of cool on camera, on screen, those kind of stuff. Like, cool. I like mutants. They look pretty sick. These kind of ideas. This, like, you know, military and like mech suits. Oh, yeah, sick. We can kind of chuck them in. Oh, cool. Well, you know, why don't we just use that? Because we don't know if we're going to get another chance to adapt any of this in terms of like what the future may hold.
Sure.
So it's like, well, these guys are pretty cool at one point, so we can just chuck them in there and they look kind of nice. And sure, you might take the idea of like, oh, it just is a very shallow thing. It's got no depth here. But they're like, well, this kind of makes sense for this particular story. Because from the looks of it, it looks like Walter Goggins was
Mr.
Cowboy Ghoul is selling it. Mm. Potentially, as the bombs go off, I think he might have gotten irradiated. Now he's maybe 200 years old or whatever.
That's how a ghoul works.
Is that how a ghoul works?
That's how a ghoul works.
Brother, that's ghouls.
Ghouls maybe don't age. We're not 100% sure if they can die of old age in the lore.
Nah, cool. Mm. So I'm just like, you know, they're just like, okay, cool. We can grab, you know, that as a guy, chuck it in there. That kind of fits the story. We've got someone who can tell that particular, like the history, the exposition of the world of what happened without it being too on the nose, as it were. Mm. And then you have someone who's like, oh yeah. And then we have the conflict being the Brotherhood. Because the Brotherhood are, what are they? They're the militaristic thing. They try and do good, but they're a little bit fash.
Well, it depends on who's running the story. Yeah. So they have varied at times from being like this insular military techno-fascist sort of thing to literal knights of the round table battling evil and stuff like that. They're varied widely throughout the series.
Okay. I'm assuming they're going to be bad guys in this, though.
It looks like maybe, because the trailer doesn't show us any other than, like, monsters.
But there's clearly one guy who's part of the Brotherhood, and then it seems like, just based on the trailer, he has a kind of, what's his name from Star Wars?
Finn?
A sort of Finn thing, where he's like, mother freaking hell, is that what you're getting from him?
Because the only line I think we hear in one of the trailers is him being like, I joined the Brotherhood of Steel to kill people who hurt me.
But then he has another line, which I think is the same guy, where he's like, everybody wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
Well, that still feels heaps like...
But I think that's him being like,
that's
still
a villain line, I think.
Really? I definitely think he's going to become the secondary protagonist.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe. That feels villain-coded to me, though.
Yeah. Really? No, for me, it feels like I've been disillusioned by what the Brotherhood of Steel are trying to do, and I disagree with it now, because previously I thought it was the right way to go.
I see it literally as the opposite, where he's being like, oh, you think, you, the protagonist, think you're doing the right thing, but... Maybe I'm the one doing the right thing? We don't know.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a thing where it's like you're going to have multiple protagonists all coming together at some point.
Yeah.
Where we're going to have the main woman whose name's Lucy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, she's going to be one. You're going to have Walton Goggins as the ghoul as the other. And then you're going to have, I think his name is Maximus, who is the guy from the Brotherhood. I think those are the things that are all going to be like converging at one, because I think the villain is going to be just the world. It's going to be a hostile environment.
Nah, I reckon, I do think actually it will be the Brotherhood of Steel. And I kind of hope it is, because I think they make good antagonists. Mm. They're very, like, they have that innate power. They've got the armor that they come in with. They've got advanced technology. I think that makes them, and that's already inbuilt. So I think
you can also see when the Lucy, the Vault Dweller, has that scene at the end where she's gearing up for something. Mm. Mm. If I had to guess, there would be some kind of bomb or machine that the Brotherhood have made that in the end they're like, we got to stop the bomb or machine.
Maybe a giant mech man, perhaps. Maybe.
They could do that, although I wonder if they were going to have that.
There's a giant mech man in the game.
It's called Liberty Prime.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like if they were going to have that, they might have it in the trailer, though, maybe.
Okay. Nah.
You don't want to blow your load too early.
Well, yeah, but trailers just do now.
Yeah, good point.
Obviously, not what you want, but like... That's just trailers these days. They got to give you everything because of the cinema system. Yeah. You know that thing?
Could it be a thing? Because in the game, it's like you do all the different factions, and none of them necessarily like, are they all kind of like, oh, they may be evil, they may be not, because it's hard to say, because it's been, you know, X many years and the world fell apart. Is it going to be one of those things where it's just kind of like, it's a boiling, like, you know, it's about to tip over. It's kind of almost like the machinations of the Brotherhood versus, I don't know, some other settlers.
NCR
some other
would be
Nuka-Cola.
Nuka-Cola.
Mr. Nuka-Cola.
Like, whatever the factions are, almost kind of like a political...
Old Zippy. I don't remember. It could be, because so this is what bothered me, because it doesn't seem like this faction is in the world, and like I was saying, I'm worried that the decision to have the Brotherhood of Steel and not have, or at least in the trailer, not have this other faction is like a... We just want to put the cool thing in. Just a marketing decision, which makes me a little afraid. But anyway, sorry. So there's another faction called the NCR who should be around this area at around this time, who are historically a very antagonistic force to the Brotherhood of Steel.
Yeah.
And you could make that very interesting because neither of them are good guys.
Yeah.
The NCR is just like the U.S. government, just recreating the U.S. government, basically. So it's like, you know, you get all the issues and the corruption that comes with that. They're literally recreating the system that blew up the world.
Yeah.
So, and then you've got the techno-fascists who come in and are, or possibly techno-fascists who come in. They just would naturally butt heads. So you could very easily have that against each other. And then a Vault Dweller would be the perfect in-the-middle type character because they're literally... stepping out of the vault being like, hi, I'm new to the world.
Yeah, yeah.
A, can you explain everything?
What a great character to have as your point of view.
So good. It's just a beautiful thing to be like, I'm a fish out of water. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
How's the world? What's a rad roach?
A, can you explain everything to me? And B, oh, so A, can you explain everything to me? B, I have no connection to any of these factions. C, all of these factions want to destroy my home because of the precious... crap inside. They want to get all up in the goo of my home.
Yeah.
If I had to sort of...
There's like, yeah, I was going to say, there's 8 episodes, I believe, and you look on IMDb, and who knows if that's true or not, but the Vault Dweller's only in 5 episodes, and like...
Oh, weird.
Maximus is in 4, and so it's kind of like, again, I don't know if that actually means anything.
Is anyone in 8 episodes?
Someone called Norm. Don't know what that means. Yeah. This guy here.
Norm's in all 8. Interesting.
But then again, this is IMDb. Also this could also just be
nothing. Doesn't mean 5 consecutive episodes. Yeah. What that could
and
mean
that also
is we
could
get...
just be a lie.
Well, true. Yeah. But what it could mean is that we get like a couple of episodes of Lucy, then we go to the ghoul and there's 2 ghoul-focused episodes.
I reckon. Yeah. My bet. We start with Lucy. Episode 1 is Lucy comes out of the vault. We get the just like maybe an initial part of the backstory. Episode 1, I think Lucy is going to meet Walter Goggins' character. The ghoul, is that his name? That's funny. And then we have the how did we get here conversation. And then maybe episode 2 or episode 3, we jump over to the Brotherhood of Steel.
Maximus.
Yeah. We jump over to Maximus, and then we get Maximus' backstory for a couple of consecutive episodes till where they converge together, and then we go from there.
Because surely with Walton Goggins as the ghoul, it's going to be like... Lucy meets him, and he's crazy as a fucking loon, and he's doing drugs, and she's like, who's this crazy cowboy? 2 episodes of tragic backstory.
Yes.
Oh, he's got more depth to him than I realized.
Yeah, it's the how did you get here? It's like, well, let me tell you a story.
Yeah.
And then you sort of get the history of what happened through the eyes of Ghoul Man. So I'm just trying to think of like if you want that from the first episode.
Can you quickly check the cast? Not the top cast, but the full cast for Todd Howard. I'm just curious if that's going
to
show up.
Well, did you see that thing with Elon Musk where he showed up to be like, allegedly.
No.
I don't know if this is true.
I have seen this picture,
There's a photograph of Elon Musk who showed up on set.
Yeah.
You can see, you can see Todd Howard in the background being like, get out of here, you motherfucker. But allegedly, Elon Musk turned up on set to try and get into the production, and they told him no, so he hung around for the whole day just playing on his laptop. Allegedly.
So does Musk love the Fallout series?
I think Elon Musk
wants
to
see his build. I want to see his build so bad.
Like his fucking Elden Ring build made me so angry.
I put all my levels
2
into
shields.
Strength.
What are you, insane? But yeah, I hope it's true. I hope the idea of him just hanging around, too chastised to go home, like too proud to go home, too chastised to hang out with anyone. I think that rocks.
All right, so Todd Howard's
is rocking the pipe pistol, you know it.
Oh, yeah.
He's a producer. Who's Todd Howard?
He's the creator.
He's a big wig of Bethesda. Okay. He's a Bethesda man.
Okay.
I think you're right, Adam, in that I think...
I just thought he'd be in the background somewhere. I was like, very possible.
This would be my guess for a basic layout of the plot. Lucy pops out of the vault. And she's, obviously they don't want her
fish out of water.
They don't want her to leave the vault, but she's leaving to get help, whatever, doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
She gets out of the vault, she meets Walton Goggins, a couple of, we're in the wasteland, and in the background of these episodes you have the Brotherhood of Steel, but they are framed as ultimately a force for good in the wasteland.
You reckon will frame them like that?
In the beginning, yes. They'll frame it as ultimately a source of good in the wasteland. They're trying to get the Gek or something to bring back humanity, hoo-ha, whatever. Then we get 2 episodes of tragic Walton Goggins' backstory, and we get a bit of exposition about how the world ended, yada, yada. Maybe throughout all this, we're cutting to Maximus. They will be discovered, or maybe we'll know this from the beginning, that in the vault she came from, I think you're right, Adam, there's something.
And then, I think there might be a specific thing, because then
it's going to be like this Brotherhood of Steel. Maybe that's where she's trying to go the whole time.
Yeah,
she gets there and they're like, "Oh, actually, now you've led us back to your vault. Fight at the vault." Mm. Bada bing, bada boom. They destroyed the machine or wreck the Pridwin or whatever. And then maybe the NCR is like a setup future season bad guy.
Sure,
but I don't think it's going to be terribly complex. Mm. In that way where it's like, who's good, who's bad? I think it's going to be pretty obvious.
Yeah, I think with the whole vault thing about like, oh yeah, there's something about that vault that is, you know, very much like, oh, we need to go there. And maybe they're gearing up towards a fight. But I reckon that's going to have already happened. I think she's going to be like a survivor of that vault. And like everything that, you know, we've saw in the trailers of like, say, Kyle MacLachlan and all that, that has happened in the past and they're all dead.
Interesting. Yeah, okay.
Maybe, I don't know. Because with a vault, it's like it only opens up after a certain amount of time.
Or if
a certain thing is hit.
I was just thinking about that, actually, because I was trying to think. I'm trying to rack my brains. It's Vault 4, I think, she comes from. And I'm trying to rack my brain if they mention in any of the games Vault 4 and what it's this is something that the first time this ever came up, I don't know if you recall.
Our sister show, Plumbing the Death Star, where we were like, hey, well, if you were running a Vault, what would it be? And then you started sprouting some stuff, and I'm like, what are you doing?
Out of context, it sounds real messed up. Anyway.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Episode. Yeah, great. Incredible episode.
I'm just wondering what the necessarily the experiment might be for Vault 4. Mm-hmm. And there are like control vaults, so there could be no experiment have happened. But I reckon there will have been an experiment happening, and I just don't feel like I can confidently say what it is. But very quickly, my guess for the arc of the show as well is I think you're both a little bit right. What I'm trying to focus on is, because I reckon the lore established in Fallout 3, Fallout 4, and Fallout 76, that will be full display.
Sure.
Anything from 1, 2, or New Vegas is going to be background at best.
Mm-hmm.
So I reckon, because they've got either the Pridwin or some airship, some Zeppelin. So I reckon it's going to be, she comes out of the vault, and then I reckon there's going to be like maybe some hinting at the Brotherhood or something. First couple of episodes, she's just learning about the world. Maybe some small antagonists, getting to know Mr. Ghoul. We go back in time, we learn the Brotherhood backstory with Maximus.
Yeah.
We learn something messed up has happened on either where the Brotherhood live on the East Coast in Boston or Washington, or something fucked up is happening on the West Coast around Los Angeles. The Brotherhood get in the Pridwin, fly over, and then they become, and then we jump back to the present day, and the Brotherhood are going around messing people up. They're the antagonists.
Okay.
They maybe, find the vault, they mess up the vault, and then, but they're beaten back, they lose, the Pridwin explodes in some glorious thing, and then we have they've won, but that was one airship.
Yeah.
Okay. I reckon maybe even literally the last shot, my prediction, the last shot is a whole fleet of Zeppelins slowly on their way west. That's my, that's an Adam Cannavale prediction.
don't slam. Right. Yeah.
Is there anything in the Fallout games where it's just like, okay, cool, we want to bring back the old times, make the world less irradiated? Is there anything like that?
Yeah, that would be the Gek, right?
What is a Gek?
So
is it a guy? Is
God,
it a thing?
It's a guy. Garden of Eden creation kit.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's a vaults that were designed to work as the vaults were intended, or at least nominally so, had this. In the games that have it, it is like kind of a briefcase. Yeah. You open it up and it's got some magic techno crap inside that creates a wonderland, a verdant wonderland that you can basically rebuild the world with.
Okay, could that be either the MacGuffin they're trying to go for, or maybe that was the thing they were either in the vault they were designing or helping make or whatever it
possibly
might be.
Possibly they could have a Gek.
I think it's just...
Actually, they have all of that... Inside the vault, one of the shots is like a farm. So maybe they have a Gek.
Could you have something where that's the thing that they want to do because they want to make this world a better place? But are there any factions that are like, we don't want that because we actually are on top of the food chain?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, top of the, you know.
Like, well, Gek is just a sought after resource. Even if you're on the top of the food chain and you want to keep it that way, having a Gek is a bad thing.
Because it could be a thing where, like, I don't know, just like kind of like spitball here, like, oh, the Brotherhood are like, all right, we're going to say we're trying to save humanity and we really want this, but really, if we can destroy
we
it,
can
because
it.
We're using that as like a thing that we can hold over people because we want to still be on top because we like power. Power's pretty good. I don't know if you guys have had some power.
I hear that about power. I hear
delicious.
That about power. People
we love
say
it.
That.
Like
lore
it.
From 1-2 and New Vegas that does kind of seep its way into Fallout 4 a little bit is the Brotherhood of Steel, just by their very nature. They are not they don't have a great peacetime or home economic situations. So they're not great producers. They don't make vegetables. They don't grow their own crops and stuff like that. Okay. So it wouldn't be outside the realm of possibility lore-wise for them to want the Gek for that.
I could see it being a thing where, whether it's the Gek or whatever, when we get Maximilian's backstory...
Sure.
You can hear in your voice how tired you are.
When you get Maximus's backstory, that we open with the destruction of another Gek in a conflict or something with the Brotherhood of Steel. And they're like, we need another one. Where's another one? And they're like, Vault 4. That's why they're coming to Los Angeles or whatever.
Very possible.
Because they need to get that.
Or I hadn't thought about it, but a Gek would be a good MacGuffin.
And it's also like a reference for the people who want one.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, I remember Gek from Fallout 3.
Okay. DiCaprio meme.
Yeah.
I know that reference.
Yeah. Okay.
Do we think it's going to be, because like I said from the trailer, it doesn't seem like it's terribly, I mean, obviously it is full of references, but at no point are they like,
in the trailer.
Yeah, but do you think that they will be in the show?
I am. They won't mention Courier 6. They're not going to mention. If they mention Courier 6, this is an Adam Cannavale prediction. If they mention Courier 6, I will shave my head bald.
Okay.
If they mention Courier 6.
All right. Lock it in.
Lock that one in.
Okay, dude.
What was I going to say? What were we saying? References. I am cautiously optimistic.
Me too,
I
for
think
some
it's
going
to be. I think, and I hate that I think this. I think that it's going to be good.
Yeah,
I'm going to enjoy it. And part of that, a function of that, is that if there is reference, it's going to be because it just would have made sense.
It's immersive.
If Courier 6 is there, it's going to be because the specific item the Courier 6 picks up in the game has to be delivered, and it makes sense.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you're there watching it, episode 6, shaving your head.
Fuck damn.
Skin. I've never had more literal and figurative skin in the game on this one.
Let me just imagine you bald briefly. I think it would be actually fucking awesome.
Yeah,
I think you'll look great bald.
You should do it anyway.
I'm not going to lie. Just because of genetics,
I
am very terrified that if I shave this off, it will not come back.
That stresses me out too. I think like what if?
Yeah.
Or maybe it'll come back different. That happens for people sometimes.
Yeah. Huh.
They get rid of all their hair and they get like curly hair. Head
once.
Why'd you shave your head?
I don't know.
Bet the Courier 6 wasn't going to show off.
Yeah, yeah. I don't mean to bet. Now it's like, how was like 1920 something like that?
You're just like, what if?
What if?
1920? How old are you?
Imagine you bald. Yeah. It's not bad either. What would I look like bald?
Beautiful. I want you to go egg mode. Why'd you make the face?
You look like a, you know when you push a cat's head back?
Yeah.
Am I awesome bald?
Yeah.
Hang on, yeah.
I think
Turn to me.
I reckon so.
Okay. I don't know how you'd look bald, but dude, you might look great riffraffing it.
Maybe I become a riffraff.
Yeah, you would look good with a riffraff.
That's awesome.
You'd look good. I could still hear see the tufts of hair here. Yeah. And I was like, damn.
Maybe I go full riffraff mode.
Yeah. Well, you might look good riffraff.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, Korea 6 shows up.
I'll go bald. Jackson goes riffraff.
I don't
That's an Adam Cannavale prediction.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah.
One thing that I think about this show that I noticed from the trailers, and I was trying to explain this while we were watching it, but it's hard. I don't have the words for it. It felt in some parts, the shots felt quite flat.
Is it, shots feel flat, or is it when we haven't set the settings on our TV right, and so then I have to look up that video of Tom Cruise telling me what to do?
Can I tell you the most messed up story about my brother the other day?
Of course you can.
Absolutely.
So
dude,
my brother is the sort of person who, he saw me playing Minecraft once, and he was like, why would you play that? The graphics look awful.
Yeah, classic.
He's that
classic
sort of person. And I found out recently, his wife was telling me this, he will not watch a movie if it is over 5 years old. because it looks awful.
That's awesome, dude.
It looks terrible. Movies older than 5 years.
5 years old is
like
what? Like 2018?
Hey, guess what? This is the average Marvel viewer, probably.
Yeah.
The average Marvel viewer who doesn't already know who Jungus McDC.
Yeah, this is your Johnny Q movies, is your brother. We got a name for that guy. Yeah, it's Johnny Q movies.
He's watching movies 2 p.m. Tuesday, he's a little drunk. We know
when
this guy.
When you're going to see a Marvel movie and you're like, why are they reestablishing who Captain America is?
Yeah.
This is why.
Your brother's coming out after seeing Thanos and being like, Hulk's pink now.
Yeah. We know this guy.
We know
is
Johnny
that
Q movies.
Is that Hulk? Is that...
They made a Hulk for girls.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, She-Hulk is green. I don't understand. That was the biggest complaint. Why was She-Hulk green? Green is for boys.
She-Hulk
should have been pink. I don't understand.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't understand.
Anyway,
what's going on here?
He will not watch a movie older than 5 years because it looks terrible.
That's...
And then I had this very funny conversation where I was talking about, well, what about film? Do you watch film? And he was like, no, what do you mean? And I'm like, oh, you know, like a movie from the 1960s. And he's like, but that'll look awful. It's from like 50 years. I think he literally said 50 years ago.
Close enough.
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And I was like, no. Do you not understand how film works?
Yeah.
It's not digital. Yes, you lose quality. But film is...
just says this. Yeah.
Yeah, film does not degrade. It's probably going to look a lot better than some film. And then the conversation moved on to, well, tell me about your TV then. And my brother knew nothing about the specs of his TV.
Of course.
The most unhinged thing, a man so obsessed with how a movie looks, but does not even know the resolution.
He's definitely
or refresh
not watched that Tom Cruise video.
He needs to watch that Tom Cruise
video. Dude, that's awesome.
Wow. Incredible stuff. I understand if you're like, oh, I don't really want to watch anything that involves a lot of heavy CGI use because
that
it takes
was not what he meant.
I know. Because it takes me out of the movie
too much.
You're like, oh, yeah, like because back in the day that looked really good, but now you watch, you're like, oh, the CGI is too much. They're really trying to show off. Whereas I'm like, but like, I don't know, Dinner with Andre.
Yeah, exactly.
How much CGI do you need?
Like,
this is obviously like, going back a while, but I remember having a conversation years ago with
that's
him.
That's awesome.
Where when the Hobbit was coming out,
yeah.
I remember having a conversation with him where he was like, I don't remember I think it was when the third one was coming out. He's like, I don't really remember the story, but I can't go back and watch it. It looks so bad.
Well,
buddy,
I mean.
Buddy, guess what?
It always looked bad.
Brother, it never looked good.
Well, A, in that but particular, B, buddy, they were filmed together.
That's so funny, dude.
I like that. I guess it's a hard line as well. Yeah. So it's like, well, can't do watch that. Well,
he's insane. He's a crazy person.
It's great that that person is living their life with little thoughts going around and having a little life.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're
just walking around.
Marvel's catering to him?
Yeah, of course. Well, Marvel does a weird thing where it tries to cater to him and also the super fan and makes very bad movies. but to me, I mean, like, again, I don't know what I'm talking about. Part of this felt, no, because I watched it on YouTube before we watched it in here.
Yeah.
So I guess it was on my phone, so who knows. But look, part of it did feel like that very digital, very flat, very kind of like almost washed out in a way.
I was genuinely a little surprised by how many sets I saw.
Yes, I do appreciate that. I do appreciate all the practical sets and stuff.
Kind of looked nice. From my perspective, I was like, oh, it looks kind of nice. It kind of blends that, that kind of nice pristine shininess of like, came out of the vault and it's all my suit's quite nice to like, oh, we're living in post-apocalyptic.
Oh, yeah.
I'm glad that they're doing the kind of original vault suit as well. I don't think it would have been a big deal. It's just the redo of the vault suits for some of the Bethesda games are just very sexualized. They're very skin tight. When the suits were originally kind of like a more utility appearance. I just like the original utility appearance. I think it looks nice.
You do lose some of the sex appeal.
Yeah, well, hey.
I saw Walton Goggins is in there.
I don't know. You see Walton Goggins? Damn.
Smoke shark. What do we think about...
Talking about 69 in
there. Oh, I know. He has
talking about finishing he, early yeah. while 69.
He has the upper body strength to hold me.
Dick. Yeah.
Go on.
You want to repeat that one?
I think
you got enough of that for the class, Jack?
People
heard. You think it tripled?
Go, Dick.
Yeah. I think it would be awesome. Anyway, what were we going to ask?
Incredible. Matt, is it Matt Berry?
Matt Berry, that's right. Matt Berry plays a Mr. Robot. Handy.
Yeah.
That's not me, that's Fallout.
That's the robot's name. It's Mr. Handy.
If it was me, I'd call him Mr. Handjob. Because that's funny. No, okay. So Matt Berry is playing one of the robots. Mm-hmm. I am assuming that will be a one-episode antagonist.
Yeah, maybe.
Or like a kind of when she's just left the vault and she's experiencing the horrors that the wasteland has.
I reckon it'll be like there's a Mr. Handy in the vault who's normal, and then she goes out, she finds this other Mr. Handy, and she's like, true. Mr. Handy!
And he's like, I'm going to harvest your organs, New York's attack.
I reckon he'll say that, right before he does it.
It's a Matt Berry reference.
Right before he cuts her open.
Oh, she's gonna die. That's why she's only in 5 episodes.
She does the first episode. The other 3 are flashbacks. Yeah.
And every flashback, she's like, gee, I hope I don't get my guts torn open by a
and Mr. Handy comes in and says, if I ever say New York City.
So it's the Mr. Handy from her vault.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's crazy.
It's gone a bit crazy.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. Yeah.
But no, I like Matt Berry's great. So it's always a pleasure to hear his voice.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of those almost... he's like monster of the week almost.
Oh, really? Okay. Interesting.
Do you think we're going to have something like that where like, no, sure, there's going to be an overarching story, but then it's like, oh yeah, we have like the Matt Berry, New York City kind of
I would
villain,
love
and
them.
Then we have a bear. Then
I think
that
would be amazing.
The funniest part is because that would resemble Pokemon heaps, and so I would love that if they had a new monster every episode. I don't think so, but
monster. Mr. Handy.
I think it's far more likely that it's going to be like a it's going to be like a going from place to place. So I think she's going to come out of the vault and meet Walton Goggins. Walton Goggins is going to be like, I can see that you are completely new to this world and you're massively underprepared, and I'm a bit of a like a mess myself, but I'm going to take you under my wing. And she's going to be like, I need to get to somewhere, and that'll be like, say, a
do we think Walton Goggins
I was going to say, do we think that there's going to be the connection between Walter Goggins and Lucy? Like the ghoul and Lucy, do you think it's going to be like, I'm actually your great-great-great-grandfather.
Well, I mean, they could, what they could do is a thing where in the flashback to Walton Goggins, he's like, we got to get to Vault 4 or whatever, and he fucks it up. He gets lost, catches the wrong bus.
Maybe,
and then in the future, he's like, oh, I was meant to be with you.
Yeah, I could see that.
But because I wasn't.
All right, very quick prediction. So we saw, I think there are 2 shots in the trailer. Yeah. We saw 2 shots of a dog.
Okay.
Do we think dog meat is going to be like a full-on character?
Yes, I think so.
Is dog there a iconic dog in the list of credits? And do dogs typically get into the list?
I don't think dogs are on IMDb.
Look, yeah,
I'm sorry.
Find
maybe,
a dog.
I don't know.
I couldn't even find Matt Berry in the cast list.
Well, there you go. Matt Berry's not on here. Maybe, so maybe dog, dog meat's in there.
Yeah, maybe dog is.
Maybe dog's in the movie.
Did someone, was someone's name Angry Ear?
Yes.
That? Angry Ear.
Okay. Played by Paul Morelia.
Yeah, there's Angry a birthday Ear. Boy Roy. That sounds nice. And there's elderly an elderly speaker.
I... When they are real names, I quite like the Fallout types of names. This is good. Post-apocalypse names.
Yeah,
okay. I don't know. I just
like
think...
what? Like
pregnant lady?
Wilzig? It's Wilzig one.
Well, no. Go back to Angry Ear. Oh, you're telling me that's not a great
Overseer
name.
Hank,
Mr. Soccer. I think I saw.
Okay.
Oh well, Overseer Hank's obviously not an apocalypse.
Yeah.
Name.
Anyway. No, I agree.
The Ghoul. I
the
like
Ghoul's
that.
Good.
That's
the
a great name.
One thing that has given me a bit of pause is that I clicked on, like, directors. One of the director there, Wayne Yip, is known for directing Lord of the Rings, The Ring of Power, four episodes, the Wheel of Time series, two episodes. Wheel of Time, terrible, bad, garbage. And Rings of Power, I've heard only bad things.
Yeah.
Well, not anything.
Really? You've only heard bad things? I've only heard good things.
I've only heard nothing.
I think I've heard bad things and good things.
A couple of bad
measure.
Things about the Rings of Power, and then nothing.
Yeah, yeah. It's been,
mostly blank.
It's been
but
also,
Wheel of Time, terrible.
He's also on Hunters, Happy, and Doom Patrol, which I've heard good things about. I mean, Doom Patrol is like just
Preacher.
Flying things, I guess.
Oh, Dirk Gently's Holistic Effective Agency.
Cloak and Dagger.
I've heard also
a
not good
TV show
things.
I really intended to watch for some reason, never did.
And he's directing one episode, and then, yeah.
I think
that was Jonathan Nolan is... doing some of this.
I think a real risk this show
find
has.
Find out if it's any good.
Yeah, he's directing a couple of episodes.
Mm. Cool. I think a risk that this show has is to do nothing terribly interesting with the world of Fallout. So this is kind of what you were saying, I think, in a bit, Adam, where it's like, it's not treating Fallout as like a playground to tell stories in, which is, I think, kind of what The Last of Us did.
It's treating it as an amusement ride.
Yeah.
Oh, let's get on the thing. Make sure you have your Brotherhood of Steel helmet on.
Which is fine. Yeah. Like, I think that's an okay. I think you can do it well. I think you can do a show that where that's what you're getting, and that's whatever. It's no big deal. You have a fine time. You sit down with it. Hooray, hurrah. But I don't know there's much longevity to that.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I think, you know, like the TV show Andor, right? Fantastic TV show. Yeah. And I think what that did was like, hey, here's Star Wars. We've got the bits of Star Wars, but let's do something kind of unique and interesting and take them in directions you wouldn't expect. But I really don't think the Fallout TV show is that kind of TV show. Mm. And so I think there's kind of a risk that it'll feel sort of almost bland in a way with that in mind.
I don't know. I think that I have a hope for this one. Oh, I'm looking at this and thinking like, well, hopefully they'll take a leaf more out of the like The Last of Us as opposed to sort of, I don't know, any other terrible movie video game adaptations.
What ones have happened recently?
In terms of...
terrible ones. Terrible adaptations.
I don't know.
An upward trend, a downward trend, or about the same right now?
I think it's upward. Five Nights at Freddy's was beloved. Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm doing
was
the Gwitty in the studio. It was well liked. They're getting a sequel. The Mario movie did well. Last of Us did well.
I'm thinking like the Halo series. I don't think that's done well.
People are not
it's
liking
a stinker. It's
for
stinker
a lot
mode.
Of different reasons.
It's stinker mode, I'm afraid.
Some reasons valid, some reasons invalid.
Yeah. I think it's just when you're making something like as iconic as Fallout, it's such a crux to be like, these are the iconic parts, and it might be enough.
That's why I'm a little worried
to just give them the iconic.
That's
bits.
Why having Brotherhood of Steel without thinking about, or just inserting Brotherhood of Steel. Not that I'm necessarily saying they are, but just inserting Brotherhood of Steel because they look cool.
Yeah,
that's why
it's
I find that
worrying. I really hope that this is not the case. I hope it's like at the very worst, just like a bit of fun.
Yeah,
but it feels like there is a risk that relying on these like iconic elements just ends up with a bland end product.
Yeah.
I will say I have never disliked something Walter Goggins is in. So that I've got that
true.
Going for it.
Great name, great guy.
Yeah. I'm looking at just like weirdly
Uncharted. That
weirdly,
was not good.
It's it's films where I'm like, oh, some bad ones. Yeah, Sonic the Hedgehog, Uncharted. Movie?
No.
Yeah,
worst part about the Uncharted movie is they kept looking like they were going to do something cool and then not doing something cool.
That's very funny.
The most frustrating part of that movie.
Yeah. So, like, looking at it in terms of, I think film still is a bit of a swing and a miss. Yeah. But I feel like they're doing a bit better in terms of television series.
Okay. I forgot they were doing a Bioshock. Yeah. We did an episode on that years ago. Never came out. And a Beyond Good and Evil.
They're doing a Beyond Good and Evil? Crazy.
Gears of War is a funny one to do a TV show or anything about, simply because who could you get?
What human being?
Yeah. I mean, there's only so many The Rock.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I think I can do it.
It takes two.
Dragon's Lair, apparently.
Mega Man, Toe Jam, and Earl. Whoa.
Yeah, right. So, like, I don't know if there's like an upward
Look, I think
swing. I think there's been some more like, oh wow, we've got The Last of Us. Everyone's like, oh yeah, it's
Last of Us was amazing.
It was really good.
Pretty good.
Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And then I can't think of anything else that I'm like, that's actually
it's,
really
it's
good.
Well, but it's funny because it's also like judging how good this video game movie adaptation will be based on if other ones have been good. It's not. I mean, if you've got a good script and you've got good actors. And you've got a good plan for your show. Yeah. It'll be good
because like that's the real crux of it. Yeah, you've got you've got the creator of Westworld. He's brother of Christopher Nolan, who did some great films.
Season one of Westworld was good.
Yeah.
Second season had some cool ideas.
Yeah.
Third season ended exactly the same way as the movie Fight Club for some reason. Hmm. In the fourth season, I've heard it was an inversion, and now the robots go to the cowboy park.
and the people are the people.
Yes, the people are the cowboys.
Is that
you
a joke?
Can kill and have
are you joking?
Sex with. I think that's the plot of the last
one. That's insane.
Yeah,
that's
dude.
Crazy. And the people are the people?
The people are
and the people.
People
are the people.
The robots are the people, and the people are the robots. I believe.
What?
I didn't watch it because the third season was so bad, but I believe this is the plot.
So the people go to...
The robots
go to Westworld.
The robots pay $10,000 a day to go shoot people.
Yes.
Can't they just have an uprising to do that?
No, but it won't be Wild West themed.
It's like going...
will be if they want it to be.
I don't even know what kind of it.
I've not seen.
I don't
this
even
season.
Know what kind of analogy I'm trying to make here. Like,
I couldn't tell
like
you
going
where
to,
I got this information.
It's like going to a farm with a lot of cows. I was like, "Here's a gun.
Show me.
Go on.
Show me.
Kill me, cow.
Show me. Final season is people and robots swap places.
What am I? Good
How fun? He gonna say?
I don't know.
Final season, Westworld
plot. And do they swap
people
places?
People are robots. Robots are people? Question mark. Why do we
root for the robots against
the
humans?
That's not what we're asking. Come on now.
You've not.
Who's a robot and who's a human?
I believe that my claim. The beauty is nobody saw that season.
And the beauty is...
Who amongst you would refute me?
Yeah, the beauty is you can't. Yeah, you can't.
You can't
it's,
see
it's,
it.
It's gone.
Who amongst you would
it's
dare
gone.
To say I'm wrong?
It's gone now. You can't watch
you
it.
You cannot watch season
it's
four
It's embarrassing to admit that you watched season four of Westworld.
Exactly.
I think they introduced it in 1920s gangster world in it as well. So they're probably not going to cowboy world.
Do they call it gangster world?
Yes, I think they do.
He could say anything right now. We have no way to refute him.
That is annoying.
The world's
correct.
World. West World. Samurai World. The Raj. Which is if you wanted to go to British India during the time of the Raj. The World War II World.
World War II World.
And then 1920s Gangster World.
Okay.
And there were possibly others.
Like we're going to get a West World revival?
I don't think so.
You invent... human realistic robots. I don't know how you get past the we fuck them step.
What do you mean?
What more could you possibly want?
Oh, right. Yeah. No, I get it.
Well, I understand.
Like,
I guess I want to fuck them in different dressing up in different eras.
You don't need a world for that. You need a room.
Because you go to Cowboy World and you're like, I'm here at Cowboy World. I'm doing a fuck the prospector any percent run.
Oh, they should have had speedrunners in that.
I go in and I just speedrun to fucking the prospector in the middle of town. And he's saying, yee-haw, yee-haw, yee-haw.
Can I give you an alternate fucking way better yeah. season one, where you know how, what's his name, White Hat, learns to hate Dolores or whatever because he's like, oh my god, she's reset.
Yeah.
What if he learns to hate her because he's about to walk up to her and he sees someone swoop in really quickly trying to do the speed?
He's speed running, the guy walks in, like, what are you doing? He's like, hang on a second. He opens the door like four times, opens a window,
glitches his way to a gulch somewhere.
He opens the door four times and Dolores just starts spinning around.
For completing the quest. Yes, I will be your wife. Fucking got it. All right.
On to the next one.
Leans backwards completely and starts shooting his gun up in the air. Dolores, here's your quest.
See that, Chad? Chad, is this real?
No, the funniest part is if he's like, God, she fucked it up. And then he has to go back and start it again. He gets back on the train.
Oh, fuck, man. It could have been good.
It could have been great.
Glorious TV
Do we have any swings for the fences for the Fallout TV show? Any big things that you believe are going to happen? Big predictions? These are similar, Adam, to an Adam prediction,
but they're a little bit different.
They're very much a big swing for the fences.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be outlandish. It's just like, you know, your reputation. Really, it is 100%.
It's an Adam guarantee.
I think we're going to be playing around with time more than we think.
Oh, interesting.
I think it's just going to be like what we think is definitely like going to be like the present time or whatever. It's all going to be like some of the past, and we're going to keep jumping back and forth, and we're not really going to know when the kind of current timelines are until very late in the season, when that's going to be like the big penny drop, the big reveal, that big kind of thing of like, oh, we're here for the MacGuffin. Whatever that might be, and then Lucy being like, we ate that MacGuffin 16 years ago.
Oh, you mean the mega chicken?
We ate the mega chicken.
God damn it. He ruined the wasteland.
The king egg? It hatched. Turns out it was just empty.
Yeah. My swing to the fence, and this is a pretty big swing, Skyrim reference.
Ooh.
Or Elder Scrolls reference, I should say. Whether that's Nurnroot, or whether that's like even the Skyrim poster in the background of a shot or something.
Someone wearing a helmet.
Someone wearing a Skyrim style helmet. And then on top of that, when that appears in the TV show, a bunch of nerd aggregator articles being like, are we going to get a Skyrim TV show?
Yeah.
That's my prediction. Yeah, yeah.
And you want to add any more to your two?
Yeah. Gonna go for the hat trick?
So it's the prediction of all of the Pridwins at the end of the thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No Courier 6? Is that my second one? All right. And you know what? Let's add a third one. Walter Goggins dies. Walter Goggins dies. He has like a... He couldn't save his daughter when the bombs fell, but he can save... What's
Lucy,
her face?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
I reckon that'll be it.
Yep, good, good theory. Good theory.
Okay, well...
And I'll shave my head... If I am in any... That's not true.
Be careful. Be careful.
My shaving my head will only be if there's a Courier 6 reference.
Okay.
And not a Fallout New Vegas, a Courier 6 reference.
Yeah, okay. He's doing it good. Because he's weaseling his way out.
You've been guest show real well.
You're doing it good.
You know the goalposts?
Yeah.
I'm just loosening the soil around them.
That's nice. Fair enough.
It's good.
It's good.
Well, on that note...
I'm going to have to shave my hair.
I've been Joel.
I am Samson.
I've been Jackson.
I am Samson.
And this has been another episode of Base Speculation, and well, we've been the BS boys. Adam, where can we find you?
Samson.
And not in your bathroom shaving your head.
You can find me at Retro Archetype on most social medias. I am also the host and dungeon master of D&D Is for Nerds, and also for our series Beyond the Map.
We're in some of them.
That's true.
You are.
You're not wrong.
Have a good one, and hope you
see you in the wasteland. See you in the wasteland.